Today we say hello to our listeners on KREI in Farmington, Missouri. Folks there know the industry that drew some of the first settlers to this area, an industry still important to a place today known as Park Hills. It's today's edition on the American Countryside. On the Farming the Countryside podcast, we're talking about ideas for rural and agricultural America. On episode 55, it's 13 ways to kill or not kill your community.
We're building a community which will, in the long run, help draw more people and draw more business.
Catch episode 54 for real-world advice on cover crops.
Doing a small grain after corn, I think that's one of the easiest ways to get started.
I'm your host, Andrew McRae. Get Farming the Countryside on the free AgriTalk app or your favorite podcast store. Farming the Countryside is brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions. You may have heard about our upcoming listener trip to Hawaii, February 3rd through 12th. The trip is filling up, so don't miss out, and you can still get the $200 sign-up bonus. It's a three-island tour that includes iconic sites like Pearl Harbor, Volcanoes National Park, and will take in sites with agricultural highlights such as a coffee plantation, Maui Gold Pineapple Company, and a tropical fruit farm. We'll stay in top-notch hotels, and your airfare and many meals are included. Don't miss out. Get more info by calling Holiday Vacations at 800-826-2266 or go to AmericanCountryside.com. Click on the link on the right side of the page. It was a silvery substance that intrigued the earliest people who came to these hills.
There's places where the ore deposit outcrops at the surface, and so there's chunks of silvery, shiny, metallic galena laying on the ground. And so Native Americans, they were familiar with the mineral, and they would have showed it to early French explorers.
Art Hebrank at Missouri Mine State Historic Site says the Native Americans did not know what to do with the mineral we call galena, though. However, these French explorers knew it could be smelted into lead.
So 1720, mining started about 20 miles south of us at Mine Lamotte. French miners, and it was a big deal. It's called the Mississippi Company, and it was a French corporation with shareholders all over France and Europe.
That location is down the Mississippi River from St. Louis. These were some of the earliest European settlers.
In 1720, there's not a single town, village, fort, anything in what's now the state of Missouri. So this Mississippi Company built Fort Deschartres, which is on the Illinois side. Oh, it's across from St. Genevieve, Missouri, maybe 10 miles north.
And the products from here in the wilderness of Illinois and Missouri were eventually making the long trip to civilization.
They weren't just mining lead here. They were farming the Mississippi River bottoms, mostly wheat, some cotton, tobacco, corn, fur trapping. All that's going downriver back to France.
The company headquartered in France went bankrupt, though, and because of the heavy investment by many Europeans, the French economy suffered for years afterward. Of course, it would have taken months for news to reach the miners here that their employer no longer existed. But the mining continued and became an important industry that affected places all over the world. The story continues next time as we travel the countryside. In Park Hills, Missouri, I'm Andrew McRae.